Out in the field another man lost his seat to the knight in the rainbow-striped cloak, and the king shouted approval with the rest. "Loras!" she heard him call. "Loras! High garden!" The queen clapped her hands together in excitement. Catelyn turned to see the end of it. Only four men were left in the fight now, and there was small doubt whom king and commons favoured. She had never met Sir Loras Tyrell, but even in the distant north one heard tales of the prowess of the young Knight of Flowers. Sir Loras rode a tall white stallion in silver mail and fought with a long-handled axe. A crest of golden roses ran down the centre of his helm. Two of the other survivors had made common cause. They spurred their mounts toward the knight in the cobalt armour. As they closed to either side, the blue knight reined hard, smashing one man full in the face with his splintered shield, while his black destrier lashed out with a steel-shod hoof at the other. In a blink, one combatant was unhorsed, the other reeling. The blue knight let his broken shield drop to the ground to free his left arm, and then the Knight of Flowers was on him. The weight of his steel seemed to hardly diminish the grace and quickness with which Sir Loras moved, his rainbow cloak swirling about him. The white horse and the black one wheeled like lovers at a harvest dance, the riders throwing steel in place of kisses. Long axe flashed, and Morning Star whirled.